Blog Talk Radio.
Need to explain it to get your point across.
bottom line is, it really doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you're on the left wing, the right wing.
The up wing, the down wing.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. What really matters is that you are an American citizen and you have the right to vote. Mm-hmm. And because you have that right, handle your business and go and vote. You know, research who you want to follow, what you believe, and on what you believe, and who is the best candidate that's going to give you what you think you believe in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that simple. You don't have to, I mean, everybody knows, you're not gonna agree to everything. Heck, I don't know nobody who agrees with everything. So that's not, you're human. That's the way it is. But you are able to make the best choice for what you do believe in.
Right, right. And then you can't criticize what you don't like if you don't take the time to go out and vote.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, when it's time, make it to the polls. And get your vote in.
So you can have something smart to say when they ain't doing what they supposed to do.
That's right. And it really ain't go back. But go up to the polls and vote, y'all. Get your vote in, all right? That's all I got to say. Now, you know, something happened today that I thought was, you know, very important. You know, President Obama, he's going to unveil a new initiative today. And what it is, it's for the veterans, y'all. You know, ain't nothing wrong with the veterans, because I'm a veteran myself. Well, what's going to happen is it's going to allow some service members, former service, to receive civilian credentials and licenses for skills they learned in the military. All right?
That's cool, right there.
Heck yeah.
So, if you know, depending on what your MOS is and what you went for, you can get those same, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but on the
outside. Basically, yeah, what it's saying is whatever you did in the military, if you earn credentials in the military, it's going to count on the outside when you get out.
You can be a tech or something. Gone.
Exactly.
Or something.
Yeah. Or if you're a truck driver in the Army, you know, you ain't got to go through all these little schools. You already got the credentials. You get, you know, you're going to put them out there.
All right, well, go on, Obama. I can dig that.
You know, and the purpose of that is aimed at boosting employment for post-9/11 veterans. You know, because a lot of us do have trouble getting jobs once we get out, because one thing most employers say, we just shoot guns. Employers, we do more than shoot guns. Trust me, we are the most versatile people that you will ever hire, because we've done it all in the Army. Trust me, from customer service to leading to making a schedule, we can do it, because that's what we were trained to do. Ha-ha! Thank you. You know, but let me clear this up, too. You know, just because you get the certification in the military, you know, there's no guarantee of getting a job post-service. But however, you know, for you English teachers, I know they don't go together, but I'm saying it anyway. But, however, you know, that will change and give you a better chance.
Right.
Especially with the program that the president has out now for veterans. Yeah, that gives us a better chance of actually coming out and being successful in the civilian life once we, you know, once we get out of the Army and go into the civilian world. I keep thinking of the professional word, so that's what I'm saying. All right, now, to join in conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com.
I got quiet on that one, because you caught yourself. You just drink out of a little trouble getting that out right there. Heard you have a little trouble.
I'm going to run you out the studio.
You have a little trouble getting that out. We had a little trouble getting that out, so I got to defuse it for that.
Y'all didn't know she didn't kick out. Y'all just don't know. Yeah, I'm about to kick out the studio.
This is live. We supposed to keep it real. All the way real.
Anyway, now y'all look and check it out. It's summertime. It is summertime.
Summertime.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Will Smith
do it then. But anyway, it's summertime, y'all. It's summertime. Now, let's talk about summertime.
Okay,
here we go. You know, summertime, a lot of people barbecue. You know, we barbecue, you know, we get our swerve on, our barbecue on, and get them ribs going, that chicken. You know, in Texas, I know it's the brisket. In Florida, it's the ribs, you know, the beans, the potato salad, the shrimp, macaroni salad.
Right now, I'm holding
now. You know, I know, that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, what I'm about to say is, I'm about to ask you, what type of guest are you when you get invited to these dang old barbecues?
Well, I'm a good guest.
You sure?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're not one of them guests that go in, as soon as you walk in the door, you get folks to go place and take it and put it in your car.
Oh, no. I'm not the type that
I'm going to
go in and pinpoint the type when they walk in. That's not how we
have it. And then once you put them to-go plates in your car, you go ahead.
And fix the current plate.
And eat as much as you can.
No. We are not trying to feed the needy. This is a barbecue.
But the key is, you ain't bring nothing with you.
Mm-hmm. But whatever you bought was what you was going to eat on. I'm going to need to know you trying to contribute to the cost. See that right there? That ain't no good.
See? If you're going to barbecues and doing that, you need to stop. You know, that's
some cups up, some napkins.
Yeah, you know, that like stealing from Walmart. I'm stealing from Walmart.
Go get some ice or something.
Yeah.
Some cold beverages.
You know what I mean? Now, and you know what? These same people that go to the barbecues and do all this, let me tell you what else they do, y'all. No, they claim they got to use the bathroom, right? But they're really nosy. So what they're going to do, they go to your bathroom and they go through your medicine cabinet. You know, if they got to do number two, they want to look under your cabinets and try and see what they got to read under there because they bring nothing to read with them.
Now, I'm going to ask you, how you know this to be a fact? Is this something that you do yourself? How you know this to be a fact that this is something that goes out?
Because I do it when I'm at home. So I know what people do when they go to other people. I don't use no other people's bathroom. I don't know what you brought with you.
I do like my own clothes.
But anyway, if you're that type of person, please stop doing that. Okay? Talk on TV how they're rummaging through their stuff.
Bring a Jet magazine. Yeah,
hey, if you got a touch phone, you can pull up the news on your phone. Okay?
You
sit there and read your phone or something. But why are you doing number two in somebody else's house?
Sometimes you can't hold it.
Well, you should have never came.
I mean, what you mean? So I can't hold it, I should never come?
Well, if you can't hold it, and you know you can't hold it, what you do, you put a shovel in the trunk and a
plastic. Oh, no.
You find the nearest woods, you do your business, and then you bury it right there.
But you know what will help that, though? If more people put your air freshener in the bathroom.
No, you know what's so bad, though? You got that person that's going to come home, that's going to come to your house during a barbecue.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you, they ain't used the bathroom in 3 weeks.
Loaded up.
And they're going to blow your, not only blow it up, they're going to pump your stuff up.
Oh, see that now.
See, that's what's going to happen. They're going to stop your stuff up. They're going to walk out, close the lid, and don't even know, they won't even let you know they did it.
Because most of the time, the plunger on the side of the toilet, so that's something you could fix.
Now, that first person walk in, you know, they're going to smell all that funk.
That's why you should have the air pressure on the back of the toilet.
No, that's why you give them a trench, a porta potty in the back room somewhere. Or tell them to trench out there.
Sometimes we have times that, you know, I know that I don't like to use the bathroom in other people's houses, but if it comes a time where you just can't hold it, then you got to do what you got to do. But see, me personally, I'm looking for some air freshener or something. I ain't even trying to do the game like that. Get a little bleach, pour a little bleach in the bowl or something.
Y'all, personally, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to excuse myself, get in my car, and go to my house.
Now, what if you live 2-3 hours away and you trying to be all polite? What, you going to go to the nearest gas station and feed yourself?
Yeah.
Now, that was worse than where you came from. See what I'm saying, y'all?
Hey, y'all know how it is. You get the sweat in that leg, get the shaking, and you get the driving, and you're scrunching your booty to try and keep it easing out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like y'all saying something funny or different. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But you just ain't going to use the bathroom in that person's house, especially ladies if they just met a man. Oh, y'all ain't going to do it. I don't care. Your stomach can get 10 times bigger than it used to be, but you refuse to go in that bathroom, man, bathroom.
Yeah, that's not ladylike. And a first impression is a lasting one, so I doubt if I want to be known as the doo-doo lady, you know, the
doo-doo girl. Look, I'm going to tell you, whatever, if you got to go, I'd rather you go than sit there and let Secret Fox try to kill my nose all day long.
Funky Cold Adina.
Can I release it all at one time? You know, just let me know not to go in the bathroom at a certain period.
Oh, goodness.
That's all I'm saying. Once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Let me say that again. 347-838-8622. Or you hit me on my email at ericnesttalk@gmail.com. My nipple got hard.
Oh, Lord.
real. Anyway, check this out. Let's talk about some waste of money. You know, all these work, there's politicians lately talking about saving money. You know, we wasting money, and we need to put money on the deficit and blah 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 blah. Now, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
If that is the case, why in the heck are we having trials for John Edwards and Roger Clemens? Please tell me why. What happened to John Edwards? They found him innocent on one charge, and it was mistrial on the rest of them. How much money did we spend just to find that out?
Mm-hmm. All that media coverage, you like?
Now, how much money did we really spend? And why? Because this man decided to spend his money on his hooker. Mm-hmm. On his... Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Was it really that serious that we needed to know whether he was lying or not? Who cares? He's not the president. He's not even in damn Congress no more. So why are we worried about it?
Because we know it.
Let's spend our money on something else. And Roger Clemens, look, here we go. Okay, he said he did take the steroids. His trainer said he did take the steroids. So that's like he say crap, right?
Well, who right?
Who cares who right?
It's already topic of conversation. By now, it's a topic. That was like
the Barry Bonds thing. They took 4 or 5 years trying to go after Barry Bonds just to find him innocent.
Yeah.
Or mistrial or whatever.
Right.
You know how much money we spend on that?
Well, we spend a lot of money on everyday folks.
But when you think about it, we got prosecutors, the defense team,
uh-huh.
The judges, the time he spent in court. We got criminals been on waiting to be tried for 8, 9, 10 years. But these guys, what, a year or two, and they're in court spending our money about stuff we don't really care about?
Well, that's true. Well, you need to go on and suggest that they do a survey.
No, ain't
no
survey.
We care.
They ain't going to do no survey. I suggest they just stop the bullshit.
Well.
You know, quit wasting our money.
We need to know where the bullshit coming from, right?
Hey, we know where the bullshit coming from. It ain't these baseball players or these dang old people spending money on the hole. We know they got ladies on the side. That's not no new secret.
That's true.
Yeah, some of them been sitting in the car and got little boyfriends running around there. And they male. So,
yep.
I mean, that's not no secret either. They write more bad checks than we do.
If I had all that money, I might have a couple holes on the side, too. So, I...
See?
So, in other words, I'm not a hater.
If y'all ever see the name Shaft on the ballot, don't vote for her. Because she already told you she ain't going to be no good. You know, but what I'm saying is, put our money on our school system. You know, create some jobs to alleviate unemployment. Let's help our homeless. So these are more important items than whether Roger Clemens decided to put poison in his body. I don't give a damn. That's him. You know, when his stuff starts falling off, oh, well.
But that's the same way that they do other people, like when we be talking about the Kardashians and what they got going on. It's still money attached to that. All that media coverage and them commercials and things, that's just folks, we just, you know, we putting people on pedestals. That's all it is. We make people more important than what they really are.
You know what? I feel the same way about them, too. I don't care. Hey, you know what I read earlier today? Man, I read on an article where Kim Kardashian's butt exploded.
Now, that's a mess. That's all I want them to inquire about. You know, you get a you pass by, you see something about Oprah again for the 50th time. You like to say, nothing but the daggone inquirer. Don't be believing nothing that these folks be talking. Rihanna got 2 black eyes and a bloody nose. But you just seen her video yesterday.
Hey, that video could have been taken a couple of months before that happened. I'm just saying, hey, that's what I read. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. I really don't care.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Man, that's what we do. I don't care. It's fun Friday, y'all, and we're definitely having fun. To join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you hit me on email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now.
.com.
Okay, she on a different level today, y'all. Y'all got to excuse her. Now, I got a question, though. I got a question. All right, people, from those 20 to 45,
uh-huh.
do y'all think y'all young people or y'all adults?
20 to 45?
Yeah.
That means I fall in there.
Okay, so what you consider yourself?
I'm an adult. I'm an adult.
An adult. Okay, so 45 to 55, they say that's middle age. Do you agree? Hell no.
That is middle age.
That is not middle age. Middle age is 80 to 90. That's middle age, y'all.
That's old.
Oh, my.
You got to look at the human life expectancy.
What?
And
you were talking about back in the 12th century or something.
No, what do you think our life expectancy is now? How old do you think we get?
Oh, I'm going to get to be 110.
You was a nasty 110.
110, that's right.
I agree that 45 to 55 is middle age because you're in the middle.
No, I'm
aging.
Hey, I'm in the middle of finding out what I really need to do. That's what I'm in the middle of. I ain't got old yet, y'all. I don't know what
they're talking about. They didn't say you was old. They said you middle aged. That means you're in the middle of aging. Because the next step is you old. So you aged. What? You just broke it down.
Whatever. I'm still a young adult. I don't know what they say. I'm still a young adult.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all say what y'all want to do. I'm a young adult. That's right.
Ask him how old he really is.
I'm old enough to know better than answer that damn question.
Call in, text message, email. We need to know how old he really is, y'all. He probably feels 29. You ever hear people say 29 every birthday? I'm 29 this year, girl. Like, what, you 29 the last 3 years? You done forgot how old you really are.
Hey, I ain't 29. I'm telling you, I'm not 29. I'm 25, dang it. That's right. I look good for my age. So I'm 25, and that's what I'm going by. Hey, y'all want to hear something else funny? Check this out. There was a woman in Switzerland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was in her early 50s, right? Now, she starved to death. I'm going to tell you why she starved to death. Because she tried to prove that she could survive by consuming only sunlight. Was she smoking something strong or what? All right, child, I don't know what happened. Hey, you know what? That's the third day in a row. I don't know what's going on. I may have to check these folk out, you know?
After 3 days, I would think you would need to check out yourself.
No, but I ain't going on. I'm saying some stuff they don't like, and they shutting me down. But I'm back.
Fire extinguisher. It's okay.
It's okay.
What you was talking about was a Switzerland lady.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Trying to see if she could only consume sunlight.
Yeah.
Did she think that was real feeling?
Yeah.
Was it feeling?
It was feeling.
I ain't never done it before.
Turn her ass up.
I might be some sunflower seeds. But I don't know about just consuming sunlight.
Hey, look, she said sunlight, and guess what happened? She died.
She was smoking that crack.
She died.
She was smoking that crack. Well, we can say crackers, what?
Mm-hmm. So let me give y'all a word of advice out there. If you think you can survive on their sunlight, you can.
Oh, come on now. Regular people already know.
You know what?
Mm.
And here's another thing. Stop stealing from Walmart.
Uh-oh.
Every time you steal from Walmart, we got to pay more. I ain't got my free cable yet either, Mr. President. But stop stealing from Walmart. And start wearing them do-rags out in the daylight when it's 95 degrees outside.
Who are you out for that?
And if you're 50 years older, get them braids out your hair in public, God dang it. Look at them hands that y'all are pretty cool, you can't And I know why y'all be wearing them dark underwear so you won't show them skid marks when you take them off in the nighttime.
And please stop wearing them different color ponytails. You know that ain't going to match your hair when you get in that sunlight. Just like that night. That ain't going to match your hair when you get in that sunlight. Soon as you walk out that bathroom in that jail dry, we going to see that there's two different colors. Girl, quit.
Oh, yeah. I got another. It's summertime, y'all. And you know what? Y'all be taking your kids to the pools, right? Them civilian pools. Well, you know, they did a survey, right? And the majority of the people say, they peed in the pool.
That's nasty. And they expect that chlorine stuff to clean it out. I don't know, personally. I can't even swim, so my mouth ain't going nowhere near the water. That's just going to be my
thing. Here's the rub on that one, y'all. Why is that news? We all know we peed in the pool when we were kids. Because what your parents told you, you're already in the water.
That's so nasty. You got your head under the water swallowing pee water.
Now, I'm going to tell you. You can do one of two things. You can go ahead and keep taking your child to the pool, or what you can do is don't go near the yellow water in the pool.
And the pool's blue, so you ain't gonna see it's yellow. What's that movie? I've seen the movie.
It turns green then. Ain't yellow and blue green.
You know the movie I'm talking about? What movie? Was that Grown Ups when he peed in the pool and he could see the rest of it was blue?
Really?
Yeah, somebody need to tell me what movie that was.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to need one of y'all to tell me what movie that is. Mm-hmm. When a little girl peed in, peed in the pool and it all went blue. That's mm-hmm. something else.
That's something else?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is funny. Okay. But you know what? It's Fun Friday, y'all, and we having a ball. You got something to say? Like I said, no subject is off limits. Hey, I'm very cool. Down in at 347-838-8622. And we can talk about anything you want to. And that's for darn gone sure, peoples.
I'm down with it.
You're down with it?
I'm down with it. Out here, we got the summer fun. On the weekend, you know, I want to go to summer fun, actually. That's in Belton. I don't know where everybody's at, where they're listening, but in Belton, Texas, they have summer fun. It's supposed to be, you know.
Right.
Now, I don't know too much about the two pieces and bathing suits and things like that.
Oh, God, she said it, y'all. Let me tell you something. Ladies, if you are 230 and above, listen to what I'm saying. Please, if you are 230 and above, please don't put on nothing that's going to show every roll you got on your body. And when I say every roll, I mean every roll. You get out the car like you just the queen of the world, and the only thing you see is waves going back and forth as you walk. Please don't do that. Mm. That is nasty.
Yeah, we ain't even go do it like that.
No, I mean,
you're going to put a little bit more clothes. Ain't nothing wrong with covering up just a little bit. Put your little T-shirt on. You can go and put it on your little under swimsuit bra. You can do that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Put your little shirt on over there, you know, because we don't want to see all that fat.
Look,
that's all I'm saying.
Look, you ain't talking about the under.
And I'm not talking about PHAT, baby. I'm talking about that FAT. You know, go hold that in. Do what you got to do with that.
Yeah. Please hold that in.
And don't
please.
Expose it to the public.
No. Because that's nasty, y'all.
Only your man wants that, baby.
I don't think sometimes your man don't even want it, so
you
don't put it on.
We discouraging this now.
I'm not going to let her know. I'm just telling you what it is. It is what it is, and some of y'all know that, right?
And Jenny Craig is getting a lot of exposure right now. Yeah, everybody doing Jenny Craig. You know, first it was, what's my girl? Jennifer. Uh-huh. Jennifer was doing Jenny Craig. Now you got a few other people doing Jenny Craig. I believe in Jenny. I'm down with Jenny. What is it, 1-800-JENNY? I'm down with you, Jenny. You just holler at me, let me know I'm down to get the meals and all that.
Well,
so I can wear my swimsuit. So I'm Jenny.
Whatever. Anyway, that's the show for today. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Please join me Monday. I said we got a great show Monday. The topic is going to be sex. Are you ready, pleasing your partner? Hey, I see you here. I'm out of here.